other was undone and clearly ruined quite. The sequel of this song will make it well appear that those that do their parents wrong will feel God's wrath severe. An ancient wealthy man near London lived indeed, who at his door relieved the poor and those that stood in need. But troubles coming on, we find that everywhere, religious men, not one in ten, but persecuted were. And eke for conscience sake, in prison was likewise. Informers, they made them their prey, Rome's malice to suffice. Both lands and goods were seized, no pity they'd afford, for at that time 'twas thought a crime to serve the living Lord. This good man seeing then how strange the things did run, he did depend to find a friend of his beloved son. Therefore, without delay, he called him out of hand, did make o'er his goods and store, likewise his house and land. Said he, "My son, be just, secure the same for me. I have no friend that I can trust in these affairs but thee." Dear father, then said he, your will shall be obeyed, and if I wrong you, let me see a just example made. The old man him believed, and turned o'er his estate. But yet at last, ere 3 years passed, he did repent at last. For after turn of times did liberty afford, the old man went with full intent to have his means restored. Then coming to the gate, whereas his son did dwell, it was one evening something late, the very truth to tell. The servant led him in, and when he was sate down, the son with anger did begin to knit his brows and frown. The father said, "My son, I come in hopes that you will now return the great concern which is my proper due. Ye Presbyterian knave," said this son void of shame, "I'll part with nothing that I have, be gone from whence ye came." The old man then besought this villain to forgive. our Father, which hath brought you up with cost and care. But yet he raved the more, and curses did repeat. At length he threw him out of door, and kicked him in the street. His eyes like fountains flow, ran down his cheeks like rain. His aged hair as white as snow, no pity could obtain. O cruel, wretched son, the father then replied, consider well what thou hast done, God will pull down thy pride. The bitter winds did blow, the skies was dark and quiet, and for a lodging where to go, he did not know that night. But heaven did provide for him in that distress. He with a farmer did reside, who did his love express. But for this wicked son, ere morning did appear, he quite besides his wits did run, God's wrath was so severe. Then for a week or more, Father, Father, he cried, in frantic fits besides his wits, and then at length he died. Thus for his villainy, God sent him to the grave. Oh, let these lines a warning be to all that parents have. Be dutiful always, and do not parents scorn, for those that do in time may rue, they'd better ne'er been born.